This is Blood in the Water, an X-Men First Class RPF fanfic, written by Helen 78 and read by Rena Jenkins. The pairing is Michael Fassbender, James McAvoy, and the rating is NC-17. This is a vampire alternate universe with warnings for blood play. Author's note. I blame Cesare again. Well, I blame Cess and all those pictures of Fassbender the shark with his many, many pointy teeth. And the open-necked shirts McAvoy tends to wear, the ones that call attention to his throat and point with little signs that say, "Bite here, please!" Also, while this is certainly a story where blood is eroticized, it's eroticized more for the food value to a vampire, and as such, is for the food square on my kink bingo card. I maintain that McAvoy looks tasty, and therefore this fits. Special kind of hell for that pun. It's been a tease for days. The costumes, the open top buttons on James' shirts, the sweaters. Michael can smell James' blood when they're close. James apologized for that early on, but it didn't help. Oh, God, this is awkward. And I don't mean to treat you like you can't keep your fangs off people just because they happen to be donors, but please tell me there's a point, and you're nearing it, Michael says, dropping to one knee and retying a shoe that was not, in fact, untied. Right, the point. Well, the point is, I'm in a high blood cycle, and my regular and I, well, we parted ways recently, so I'm going to be a bit, that is to say, I'm going to, well, you know what it's like, right? When a donor isn't, James gestures at his throat. Michael, who had been trying very hard not to look, gave it a cursory glance and then looked away. Bleeding, James finished softly. I just wanted to apologize if I'm making things difficult for you. It isn't difficult, Michael said. It's a job. He clapped James on the arm as he headed off, and James exhaled, softly, watching him go. Michael could feel James' eyes on him until he was around the corner and out of sight. It was a lie, of course. It's been difficult. It's been very, very difficult. James smells sometimes like beer, and sometimes like aftershave, and sometimes like sweat, but always, always, underneath the other smells, he smells like blood. Hot, metallic, coppery. Michael has always associated the smell of blood with lust and sin and the decadent feel of sitting down to a really excellent meal. And he's sure James would be one of the better things he's tasted in years. Michael wonders if he has a smoky taste, if the hot shock of James' blood on his tongue will be rough or smooth, if James gives up all his flavors in the initial burst from the bite, or if it takes drinking for a while to find out all his secrets. He wonders if James' blood feels thick or silky or harsh on the tongue. But he manages to keep his fangs to himself, and he's proud of himself for that. For the most part, until they put everyone in those goddamn black and yellow jumpsuits, it isn't even killing him. The jumpsuits are hell. James can't wear his zipped all the way up. Christ, no, that would be too easy. The zipper hangs open just enough to make Michael want to jerk at it, push the leather collar aside, and sink his teeth in. If James is in a high blood cycle, it won't even bruise, not really. Michael can bite and drink, and James will be all healed up in a matter of hours. Michael? Oi, Fassbender, get over here. He shakes his head, tries to get his thoughts off James' blood and onto the oncoming scene. He's got more motions than lines, more physicality and timing than words. He's fairly sure he'll remember his lines when they come up, but if James needs rehearsal time, there's no one here, is what there is. James has managed to drag him into an empty corner, where there's no one here to see anything. If I'm wrong, pop me one, and I'll back off. James raises his eyebrows, and Michael swallows convulsively and nods. In close quarters like this, he can smell everything. Leather, sweat, makeup, hair gel, blood. Oh, God, blood. He can hear James' heartbeat, and not just the thudding rhythm of the heart itself, but the beat and pulse of James' blood moving through his veins, the soft, flowing rush of it beneath his skin. James lets his zipper down and tugs his collar aside, and Michael sinks his fangs into his own lower lip, trying not to pounce. "Come on," James says softly. "You think Eric would have held back if he'd been a V and Charles had been a donor? Or do you think there would have been blood in the water that first night?" Michael is so fucked. He lunges forward and grabs James, shoving him back against the wall. James grins, and he tilts his head to the side, letting Michael press his face to James' neck and take a long, deep breath. There's smoke and cigarettes and candy, a little bit of licorice, a hint of oak or maybe cedar. Michael opens his mouth, drags his teeth along James' skin, moves back and forth as he waits for James' heartbeat to settle down. Waiting isn't easy, but now that Michael's got his mouth on James, he can bear it a little better. He leaves kisses across James' neck, breathes out softly against his throat. James' blood is so close he can taste it, and Michael's so desperate his cock is aching, his balls drawn up tight, his whole body needing to drink or fuck or both. He shoves his hips against James, and James moans, rubbing up shamelessly. He's hard, too, and he swallows, his throat working under Michael's lips. There. Michael sinks his teeth in, breaks skin, feels James' blood rushing over his mouth, coating his fangs and the rest of his teeth and his tongue, too. It's almost more than he can drink. He can feel a trail of it running down his chin, but he swallows, laps at the blood and swallows more, and his eyes close as he sinks into James' taste. Smoky, dark, a lot of spice. The taste is rich, velvet soft, and somehow deeper than most of the donors Michael's tasted over the years. It never occurred to him to ask how old James was, because James looks about 30 and acts about 17, unless it's time to get serious about the job. But the only donors Michael has tasted who have been anything like this are the ones who are over 100 years old, ones who've been donating to V's for decades. He swallows down a mouthful of blood and keeps drinking, both his hands coming up to pin James' arms to the wall. James is whispering at him, "Yes, yes, yes," and Michael groans in relief before licking another trail of blood off James' neck and taking his next mouthful of warm, flowing blood. He can taste more with every swallow, every lick. This time, he gets the latte James drank this afternoon, and the hot zip of caffeine under it. He can taste the leather from the way it's rubbing up all over James' body, and the multivitamins James takes, and, God, yes, lust, desire, wanting. He can taste James' arousal, the hazy textured flavor of need. With no small amount of reluctance, Michael licks James' necks clean and draws back. He drags the back of his hand across his mouth and licks the blood off his hand and his fingers. James is mostly dazed, but he takes a few deep breaths and then looks up at Michael, confusion all over his face. "You stopped?" "That's stating the obvious." Michael licks his thumb and wipes a spot of blood off his chin, sucking it off the tip of his thumb afterwards. "Yes. Well, I..." "You didn't have to. That was nothing. 4 ounces, maybe. I'll have that back in 15 minutes. Michael closes his eyes, trying very hard not to think about it. "You'll need some water." "Well, yes, but I just thought..." James reaches out and catches Michael's wrist in his hand. "It wasn't good?" "It was good," Michael says. "But it was stop now or fuck you in the corner. And I don't trust myself not to wreck both our costumes if I do that. James grins, ear to ear. I wouldn't mind myself, but you're right, we'd catch hell. So, later? Later. Michael can hear someone calling out for them. They've been gone long enough. As soon as we can manage. You're on. James slaps Michael on the arm, and he heads back onto the set. Michael gives him a few minutes, and then he follows, licking his lips. He'll have the leftover taste of James on his tongue for the rest of the day, the velvet feel of James' blood in his mouth for hours yet. The evening really can't come quickly enough. The end. Reader's note. So, I know that in real life, both Mr. Fassbender and Mr. McAvoy have actual accents from their countries of birth, but I don't do that. So, I'm sorry you had to suffer through me not actually making them sound like, you know, their real, authentically foreign and European and lovely selves. But, I hope my version was good enough anyway. And, you know, yay, Vampire AU, very exciting. And I hope that, you know, you enjoyed this, because I thought it was pretty kick-ass. Okay, so, thank you for listening. Sorry about the accents. And, have a nice day.